on Buckets of Books talking about our 2023 Reading Wrapped.
Both Alice and I like to keep a list of what we've been reading throughout the year, which is handy for these purposes. I'm like such a completionist, I'm sure I've said before, where it kind of feels like when I read a book and I give it away or put it on my display, it feels like a bit of an accomplishment. I try to be less like that, but I think listing is especially helpful for that. Like, okay, I get to mark it in my journal. Mm-hmm. But how come you like to keep track?
It actually started over COVID. My family and I were watching like many, many movies. We would essentially watch like one movie a night together, and we started keeping track of the movies we were watching over COVID. And then that same year, I was like, oh, I should keep track of the books I'm reading. So I've only been doing it for like a year or two. But I've liked it recently just because, like, I do forget what I've read and when I read it, and so I like being able to see and compare. Like, I don't know, I'm looking at my list right now, and there are a couple books that I forgot I read, and I totally enjoyed, so I think it's just, like, nice to have a record of it somewhere.
Yeah, agreed. Kind of, like, a bit of chapter of your life from that year.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, taking a look at your list, what stands out? What were the top picks?
I think the two top books I read were Just Kids by Patti Smith. I think that is the overall winner of the year. I don't usually like, it's not quite an autobiography, but I don't, or a memoir, but I'd usually prefer fiction. But I thought, like, the writing was beautiful, and it's about New York City and, like, artists and falling in love with art and artists, and I loved it a lot. I also, because I was like, I wasn't totally expecting to love it, I was like taken by surprise, and I cried at the end of it, even though like we know what's coming. And I never really cry when I'm reading books, so it was like, just, I loved it, totally recommend it. Mm-hmm. And then another less controversial or less conventional favorite was Letters from Max by Sarah Rule and Max Ritva, which is a collection of poems and letters and stories that the playwright Sarah Rule wrote back and forth with one of her students. And I saw the play with my school and then, like, absolutely loved it, and then went and bought the book that the play was written from. And that's, it's just, like, it's heartbreaking and, like, beautiful and poetic, and it's all about, like, art and writing and what it means to be a writer. So I loved that.
That sounds really good. I feel like maybe I remember vaguely you talking about these, but now it's kind of renewed my interest in them. My sister really, really loves Just Kids, but I don't know, I guess I never really felt tempted because I wasn't as familiar with like the music and culture of that time. But hearing you describe it sounds really lovely, and maybe I should, add it to my list.
What were your favorites?
Looking at mine, I guess there's one, I talked last week, I think, about Demon Copperhead, which is, mm-hmm. like, one of my new all-time favorite books, but I think maybe that was more of a January read, but other than that, I really loved This Is How You Lose Her by Hunan Diaz, which is, like, the short stories where it's the same narrator in multiple of his books, and this time the narrator is, like, each short story is a different woman and his life and how he loses all of them at different stages, and you see him growing up and growing more mature, even though he continues to lose these women from his life, some more significant than others. And then, similar title, funnily, I really loved This Is How You Lose the Time War, too, which I completely got because of you. So that one was just so, like, just such a delight to read, you know. The concept was so fun and engaging, but the letters themselves were just so poignant. Like, I really wouldn't have thought that such a high concept kind of sci-fi book would just, like, write about love in such a mm-hmm. real, visceral way.
I don't remember if we talked about that one. That was actually the first book I read in 2023. I think it's a good way to start a year. That was one of the books.
Yeah, we talked about it when you read it, and then we talked about it when I read it too.
That was one of the books that I was like, oh, I forgot about that one. I think I would like it more if I reread it again. It's not on my favorites list of the year. I think just because I was like, the first time I was reading, I was very stuck in trying to understand everything that was happening. But I think if I reread it again and just like appreciated the writing and the romance of it, I would like it a lot more.
I think you're right, that it would have a strong reread value, and I would like to do that too. Because you are thrown in the thick of it, and it's very high concept with an intricate setup. And the love and the emotions carry through, but it takes you several letters in before you really wrap your head around it, I think. And so I agree, but it was still, I think, a top one for me. And I just saw in here, I forgot, I really loved Hell of a Book, which is the one where he's sort of writing about himself as an allegory. Like, it's about an author on a book tour for a book called Hell of a Book. Mm-hmm. And he is kind of, like, followed by this mysterious black boy called the Kid. And it ends up being very meta and very allegorical. Really, I don't know, puts the onus on the reader for like grappling with racism in this country, and you know, kind of like, what are you gonna do about it, or how do you fit into this story? So like, just the structure and the concept behind that were pretty ingenious. It didn't like some of these others, the writing is what gripped me, but in that one it was really just the whole concept and structure.
It sounds a little bit difficult and pretentious, but also worth it, I think.
I mean, the author character is kind of like, he's very full of himself and kind of like a caricature of a best-selling author. But it is really good. It won the National Book Award, a couple of years ago, I think. So I definitely think it's worth a read, but, like, that character can be very annoying and pretentious, but kind of, like, on purpose.
Yeah, interesting. Looking at your list, are there any, like, genres that you have or authors that repeat themselves?
Let's see. Oh, I also forgot, the first book I read of 2023 was Americana, and that was really good, too.
Was that your first time reading it?
Yeah.
I read it, I'm sure I said this when you told me you read it, but I read it a really long time ago, and I haven't reread it since, so I'd like to reread it now that I'm older and have read more since then.
Yeah.
The first book I read was This Is How We Lose the Time War, and then the last book I read was Fight Club. So those are, like, two very different starts and ends to the year, I think.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I, like, didn't read this very well before we started. Maybe my other favorite thing I read was Housekeeping by Marianne Robinson, which is the one, like, about the Northern Tale, and that kind of reminded me of my own writing. But, you know, I'm not seeing a lot of patterns here. There are definitely authors that I've read before, like Hunat Diaz and Jhumpa Lahiri on here. Mm-hmm. But I think I kind of, like, branched out a little bit more, it looks like. I read a couple of sci-fi things, which isn't normally me. I read a couple of, like, sort of nonfiction. I read this book, I don't remember if I ever talked about it, but called Ask a Manager, which is, like, all about work advice based off this magazine column that I read sometimes. Like, it's less of my typical go-tos, I think. Like, not as much, like, 19th century British literature, which is kind of my jam, you know? The only new one of those I read was Pamela, which, as you know from before, I completely hated.
Yeah. Mine is kind of the opposite, which I don't know if I like that or not, but not the majority, but a good chunk of the books I read were for school. I had a busy year, I think, so a lot of these books I didn't totally read by choice, even if I ended up liking them. But a lot of these books have either, like, been on my bucket list for a while, like The Bell Jar and On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous and Dorian Gray. I've been meaning to read those for a very long time, and then I finally read them this year. And then other ones are authors I know I like Jhumpa Lahiri comes up twice, Natalie Hayes. I actually didn't love that, but I like her usually. But mine is a lot of repeat authors and, like, book list books that I've been trying to get to, which is interesting.
Yeah. I'm a bit jealous, because looking at this, I've seen a lot of things that I, like, wasn't that into. I don't know. Maybe I branch out too much. but, you know, it's good. Like, both of the sci-fi things I read kind of surprised me in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings, like, that was a pleasant surprise, I think. Do you see any that you remember really hating, or any common themes there with on the negative side?
I think hate is strong, but this Natalie Hayes book is called Electra. No, I actually read two by Natalie Hayes. Interesting. One of them is, oh no, sorry. Okay, two different books about Greek mythology, one by Natalie Hayes and one by Jennifer Saint, and I had read both of them. Write Greek mythology retellings usually, and I had read both of them before and liked both of them before, and then I didn't like, this year I read Pandora's Jar and Electra by them respectively, and I didn't like either of them. Pandora's Jar was like an essay collection on women in Greek art, which sounds really interesting, like art of Greek myth women, and like pieces of it, like it would get at something interesting and start talking about how, like, Pandora represents women, like, I don't know, societal norms now, but then it would kind of just, like, gear away and focus only on the art, which sort of is what the book is for, but I had wanted more, like, analysis of it. And then Electra was a retelling of Agamemnon and Clytemnestra, and I read that last year for school, and I liked it a lot, and so I was, like, really excited. I love retellings, and I was super excited for this one, and I just, like, thought it was boring, and also, like, didn't add anything. Like, it wasn't so much it was just a retelling. It didn't really change anything. It just, like, zoomed in on this one portion of Agamemnon. So I was disappointed by both of those, but I'm mostly glad I read them.
Yeah, that's surprising that two of your negative ones were Greek retelling, or, you know, focused on Greek mythology, because that's so you. But I do remember hearing about that art one at the time and being really surprised that that one didn't resonate more with you.
Yeah, I don't know if I finished it. I think I read the people I was interested in and then didn't read the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, just the very obvious one on my list is I just hated Pamela. I've been going off about that book to so many
people. Seems horrible.
But I read this book, I don't remember if I talked about it. It was John Irving, 158-Pound Marriage. And I picked it up just because I was like, oh, I've been kind of wanting to read John Irving. And this book is, like, kind of vintage-looking and cool. I didn't even read what it was about or anything. It ended up being about these two couples in the 70s and, like, so pretentious and, like, didn't like any of the characters. And, like, the title references, like, wrestling, which I just thought was so dumb. Like, I'm probably never going to read John Irving again. But it wasn't, like, so passionately hate that I probably brought it up here. But that one kind of stands out as a negative.
Interesting. I don't know, I was looking at my list, and, like, a lot of them I had very high expectations for, and then I was either disappointed, or I had very low expectations, and I was very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Like, what kind of proportion do you think were, like, school things versus fun things for you?
Let me count.
Like, did you have much time to read for pleasure this year?
Okay, of the 24 books I read, 7 of them were for school.
That's pretty good.
It's a fair amount. I think I just, like, had a busy, exhausting year. Last semester was the end of junior year, and then this semester was, like, college apps and starting senior year. So it's been, like, the mental capacity and just, like, time for reading I haven't really been able to prioritize it. I totally want to now that the semester is almost over. But I actually liked almost all of the books I read for school. Last year I read The Things They Carried and The Great Gatsby, and I actually ended up, like, enjoying both of them.
Right. You had kind of an open mind about those. I kind of would have thought that you wouldn't have liked them.
I was going into it totally expecting to hate it, because I don't really like war novels, and I also just wasn't at all interested in, like, The Great Gatsby. But I actually, like, thought both of them were, like, totally good books. So the school books this year weren't bad at all. It was just, like, very... It took up a lot of reading space for me.
Your satire classes provided a lot of fodder for us.
Yeah, that's true. I read Liz Estrada and The Importance of Being Earnest and Fight Club and A Confederacy of Dunces for satire this year. So
I want to reread The Importance of Being Earnest. I read it. It's so good. Too. I really loved it, but I remember barely anything about it.
It's, like, really funny. Like, I was, like, laughing out loud at it, which it is funny. Difficult yeah. for such an old, like, classic play, but I really liked that.
Yeah, I think that would have good reread value, too, because I don't remember the jokes, except for, like, the main one, the play on the word earnest. But, yeah, I would like that. I'm pretty interested in your satire. Sounds like a college, like, survey that I would sign up for.
It's only a semester long, so that's over now, but... I don't know what class I'm taking next semester, but hopefully it'll be magical realism, which
cool.
It's actually called The Politics of Magical Realism, which I don't really know what that entails, but that would be totally up our alley. So hopefully I get that.
I definitely want to hear about that because I always like magical realism when I read it, but I feel like I'm not in that world very much. And so, like, I think I would be especially interested in your recommendations from that class.
I really hope I get it. I love magical realism. I like writing it and reading it, and anything to do with it. So that would be exciting for 2024 reading wrapped.
Yeah, so stay tuned next year.